Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 655 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Taj, but before we get to his question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. FreshBooks is an awesome company that helps get rid of headaches. No, they're not a pill or anything like that, but they are a piece of software that helps you manage your business finances, help you with your expenses, keeping track of your income so you know what's going on, what's working, what's not. And they also help you keep track of invoicing and provide invoices to people. If you do any billing, if you're a coach or have any clients or do any consulting or anything like that, it can be a hassle to create those invoices each time. FreshBooks can help you create it from scratch in 30 seconds. And in 30 seconds, you'll have something great to send over that you can get more likely to be paid for more quickly so that you can do more of your business. And that's what we all want. So if you want to check them out for 30 days for free, head on over to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right. Now, here's today's question from Taj.
Hi, Pat. My name is Taj. What I want to know is, what is the etiquette for using Skype or other video chat services? What I mean is, do I need to ask the caller prior to our call if he or she wants our cameras on or off? Or is it assumed that it's one way or the other? Also, what are the best practices when using video chat? I want to start doing interviews, and I want to respect Skype and video chat etiquette rules and know best practices. And I know you have a lot of experience in this. So I really appreciate your answer. Thanks, Pat, for all that you do. Bye.
Hey, Taj, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. Real quick, this question reminded me of an infographic I saw years ago that is still relevant. It was by a guy named Andrew Warner, who is the host of the podcast Mixergy. So look up on Google Mixergy Ugly Webcam. You're never going to forget that. Mixergy Ugly Webcam. No, Andrew's not ugly. He doesn't have an ugly webcam. He has an awesome infographic that'll show you what you should be doing before you go on a webcam to ensure that the video quality and everything from the lighting to the setup to, you know, just some great tips for you to make sure your video is going to be great. So that's the first thing. So look up Mixergy Ugly Webcam on Google. That's going to help you out quite a bit. Now, in terms of etiquette, which I think is a fantastic question, actually, especially for those who are just starting out, who don't even really know. I never read anything about the etiquette or anything like that. I just, you know, just kind of use a mixture of common sense and you learn as you go, right? So for me, when I start a conversation and I know it's going to be a video conversation, I will always chat with that person beforehand. I never just call randomly, or even if it's at the time I'm going to call, I don't just call out of the blue. I always send some sort of text message on Skype or chat to say, are you ready? Do you mind if we start on video? Or should we, you know, that kind of thing. Just have a casual conversation really quick. Just make sure that they know they're ready, because the last thing you want to do is just send them a call and then they pick up and all of a sudden their video's on or they see you or whatever. So just make sure you get started beforehand with a chat before you call to make sure that person's ready, to make sure they're there, and to make sure you're all good getting on video. If you start on chat with your voice and not video, make sure that you tell the person that you're going to be starting video soon. I would also say that when you start recording is also another important thing to mention. You could even mention this before you get on a call together. Say, I'm not going to record right away, so don't worry. I'll let you know when I'm going to record. That always makes the other person feel much better. Other etiquette is to make sure to always try to keep direct eye contact with the person, which I know is hard because you want to look at the person on your video, but in order to make eye contact with that person, you need to make eye contact with your camera. And it's one of the hardest things to do, but do your best. And, you know, oftentimes it's not going to be a huge deal because you'll put the window pretty close to where the video lens is on your webcam or on your laptop or whatever, or iMac or something. But you could still tell that it's a little off. And, you know, the last thing you want to do, you know, obviously to an extreme, you'd be looking away when the other person's talking or, like, looking up or, you know, fiddle with things. So, yeah, try to make eye contact with the camera if you can, because that means you're going to be looking directly at the person. It's going to be a more intimate, real conversation. And you'll be able to get into better content, too. Speaking of things that you shouldn't be doing while you're on a Skype call, you know, try not to play with things. You know, pen clickers, that's a big one. Can you hear that? That's a big one. A lot of people don't even know they're doing that. So don't even give yourself a chance to fiddle with things. I mean, if you have a pen notebook with you to take notes, which is totally fine, you know, keep the pen out of your hand unless you're writing notes. That's the main rule. Other things, you know, making sure there's no distractions. You know, kids coming in the room, make sure they all know that it's time for you to do an interview and to stay out unless it's an emergency or something like that. Turn your phone on silent or even turn it off if you want. Other things that might happen during a call is you might lose or drop out the connection. Skype does that every once in a while. It might be good to say beforehand that if the connection goes bad for whatever reason, knowing that Skype does, that they'll just try calling back. And if that doesn't work, we'll connect. If you have the person's text number, then you could connect that way if you guys can't get a hold of each other. But you can also connect via email or some other messaging, DM or whatever if things drop off. But again, just talking about it beforehand and knowing that you're going to try and reconnect afterwards is important. Trying to make sure that also that you don't, you know, that again, you just listen. I think that's the biggest thing that people actually don't do. They struggle often, especially when you're running an interview. They really struggle for really paying attention to what their next question is going to be or what to say next, and not really listening sometimes. And you can tell sometimes because as an audience member of many podcasts, I have questions that I want answered too. And it's, to me, seems obvious that those questions should be asked after a person says something. But you can tell sometimes the interviewer is just like, okay, that's awesome. Next question. And that's not what you want to do. You want to have a real conversation. One thing I like to do, Taj, before I start a conversation, whether it's video or audio interview, is I like to tell the person that, hey, let's just pretend, you know, we're at a coffee shop. We're having a casual conversation. Don't worry that this is recorded or not. And then you can just have that person know that there's nothing to worry about. And it's a casual conversation where they can just be real. Now, after the conversation, you know, you want to make sure you tell them that you've stopped recording. You want to thank them. You want to make sure that you let them know it was great. Hopefully it was, and that they're going to be getting a follow-up email from you with the link to that particular episode if that's what you're doing with it, or, you know, whatever instructions that you feel they should know. Don't just, however, pour an essay's worth of content into their ears at that point. I mean, just, you know, they've done a lot for you. They've gotten on a call with you, and you can finish up from there. I often say thank you via chat after I get off, just as another nice thank you. And yeah, so again, Taj, common sense, you know, plays a big role here. So just look up that Mixer-G ugly webcam infographic. You'll see that. And then take some of those tips that I mentioned and just go with it. And no, you're not going to get it right the first time. There's going to be some things you'll notice that are kind of weird, and just try to be conscious about them and try to do better the next time. That's how all entrepreneurs learn and succeed. They go through the process of failing and trying things, iterations, and just being conscious about what they're doing so that they could do better the next time. So Taj, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you, and I wish you all the best on your video calls and everything else you have going on. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much. And we're going to send everybody out there who has a question, who gets featured here on the show, a t-shirt. So if you have a question, head on over to askpat.com, hit the record button. That's how you ask a question, and it's super simple. I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. Again, if you want to try out FreshBooks for 30 days for free, head on over to freshbooks.com/askpat. Super simple. freshbooks.com/askpat. And make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by my good friend Darren Rouse from ProBlogger.net all the way over in Australia. He says, consistently investigate what gives other people energy. Be the fan that fuels it. I love that quote. Thanks, Darren. Thanks, everybody. And I wish you all the best. See you tomorrow. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.